We are holding, the Shir is actually holding in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. And Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik, Hayoyimer, Hayom Yishar Vishiori Knesset Gelo. He was. Now, the last Mishnah, meaning Mishnah Aleph. Oh, Rabbi, Mishnah Aleph. Stay on afterwards. I got to talk to you. Lamaiza, Mishnah Aleph started with what? With the Anshei Knesset Gelo. They were talking about what? Having the Sudim Min Adin. That means a person should be what? Should be very careful not to judge too quickly. Also, the Mishnah also told us that what? That a person is supposed to make a Talmidim Harbe. Or as many as you can on Zoom. And Lamaisa, another thing was that what you had to also make the Siyag material. We had asked in the first Mishnah that these are interesting things to start off Pirkei Avos. Like, this is Pirkei Avos, Mesunim Bedin. Like, this sounds like Dayanim. Anyway, so we mentioned Bishas Maisa, a little bit of a remiss to tonight's Mishnah. But this afternoon's Mishnah, Aaron's got the sun in the back. So Lamaisa, by me, is just a light bulb. So Lamaisa, like this. Lamaisa, we have over here that in this Mishnah, when it says that what? Al Shlosha Dvorim. So I always, as a kid, thought that this was the first mission. Everyone quotes this mission, all right? But the Mishnah says, okay, good. So, Begitzer, so we were saying like this, having Mesunim Min Adin, this Musag of Mesunim Min Adin, just 1 second, gotta get this rolling again. Okay, so having Mesunim Min Adin was the Musag of what? Of doing things carefully. We said Musum, we said the Mishnah, the Gemara over there, the guy came and ripped off this woman's red dress because he was so upset that she was wearing things that weren't, what's it called? That weren't tzniyastik, and he finds out afterwards that she was a goy. Lamaisa, what was her name? Mosun. Because we see that the musag of Mosunim Min Adin means a person should be judge his friend carefully and judge his friend very, you know, softly. So that's the musag of this Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that what of the Indian of what of Milas Chasadim. And then it says that what? He meet the Talmidim Harbe. That's the musag of Terah. And then when it says, I say Siyag LaTerah, which means that a person should always do his. Person should be an Eved Hashem and make sure that he keeps himself in boundaries. So that works out very nicely with the Musak of what? Of Avodah in our Mishnah. So Lamaisa, the two Mishnahs are a synthesis together. And I want to be Madaik just before I just realized as I was preparing, this leftover from the Knesset Gdela. What's that Hadgasha? Just say Shimon HaTzadik. Haya from the Knesset Gdela. I think this is from the leftover Limud that we had in the last Mishnah. But this is still connected to the last Mishnah. This Mishnah is still connected. So therefore, the first Mishnah of the Pirkei Avos is really the Musag of what? Al-Shalishat-Borim, Va'il-Mayimit, Al-Atera, Val-Avayda, Val-Gmuz Chasadim, which is really connected to the Mishnah that we did during Chalamay. So Lamaisa, we're starting off tonight saying that there are three big pillars. There's only one problem, because this is, I'm calling this the first Mishnah on the Perek. I want the Olam just to quickly turn, if you have Mishnahs in front of you, to the last Mishnah in the first Perek. And it's very interesting over there. It's not what? It's not Shimon HaTzadik, but now it's what? It's of Shimon Ben Gamliel Oimer. That's one difference, but okay, different Tanoim, different generations. Here it says, what? Al Shlesha Dvorim Ha'olam Oimer. Uh-oh. So we just said, Al Shlesha Dvorim Ha'olam Oimer. Al Tera, Val Avoida, Val Gmilus Chasadim. All of a sudden, the Mishnah turns to Mishnah Yuches. It says what? Al Adin, Al Emes, Val HaShalom. What just happened? What happened to Tera? What happened to Avoida? What happened to Gmilus Chasadim? All of a sudden, we're what? We're changing faces. Shenamar, Emes, Umishpat, Shalom, Shiftoi, Bisharechem. So, Pella, like what? In the same parak, we're being a different parak. And again, I'm calling one Mishnah Aleph and one the last Mishnah in the parak. Like, hello. Start, you know, be a little bit consistent. So, we have some work over here to do. We have to try to figure out what exactly is going on. So, when I read it to you, I read it to you, what? Ashleshat Borma Oilam Oimei. And that was the Lashon of the Mishnah by us, the Mishnah that we're holding by. And over here also it says what? Ashleshat Borma Oilam Oimei. That's the Girs and the Mishnahs that are in front of me. But the Mishnah says, if you look very carefully, you'll see in the Rishonim, that not all the Rishonim have such a Girsa. Or either in Pshat, it's going to change. So, the Rav Bar Tanur over here in our Mishnah, back on Mishnah, what we call Mishnah Beis. And we'll see also, it's almost some rumors in the Rav over there on Mishnah Yitches. The Rav says that what? That Ha'olam Oimed, Lo Nivro Ha'olam, Ela Bishvil Shlosha Dvarim Halalu. So the Rav says that what? That the Velt was created, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because of Torah, Avoida, and Gemilas Chasad. What's going to be what? The last Mishnah? The last Mishnah is going to be
what sustains it.
What? It's going to what? Say that again? Say that, Yosef, what'd you say?
Sustains it. Like, tell me why it was created.
Very good. Sustain it. Very good. So it's going to be a continuation. The world is going to continue. So now we have a new pshat. The world is going to what? The world is going to be created through Torah, Avodah Zarah, Gemilas Chasadim. Aber Lamaisa, how does the world continue to exist? Like Bentley just died it? You did. Emes and Shalom. Very nice. But I'll ask you a Muridik Akasha. It's not mine. Aber Lamaisa, it's a Muridik Asvara. of a kasha, and lemaisa you have to answer such a kasha. Lemaisa is a the Beis Yosef asks in Shulchan Aruch on Choshen Mishpat, in the very beginning of Choshen Mishpat, where the Mishnah Yudches is quoted by the Tur, the Beis Yosef asks, what's going on over here? You're telling me that what? That this Mishnah is Al Gimel Dvarim Ha'ilam Ha'imeh. What about Mishnah number one, Al Gimel Dvarim Ha'ilam Ha'imeh? And I, what are you going to tell me, like what Rabbeinu Yonah says, and what the Rav Bar Tanura says, that one's called that the world was created, and one is called that what? That the world continues to sustain. Frank the Beis Yosef, hello, if the world can be created with three things, that means you're able to take from me, from Ayin to Yesh. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world based on Torah, Avodah Zarah, Gemilas Chasadim. All of a sudden you're gonna need something new to sustain the world? Wasn't the world able to be built on Torah, Avodah Zarah, Gemilas Chasadim? The world can't continue with that too. Now, about the Bentley, I'm not saying that Lamaisa, you're not saying a good shot. The Rabbi Artinu says like you, the Rabbi Yena says like you, and we'll have to give an answer to how to answer up the Beis Yosef's Kasha. But the Beis Yosef's Kasha is screaming. The Beis Yosef wants to say a Torah, and his Torah goes the following, very simple. It's not really the Kav for tonight, but we're going to say what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his will, that he created the world because of Torah, by the Gnosis. And Lamaisa, the Ganze Welt is what is built on that, and we have to have a Torah, we have to have an Avodah, we have to have Gnosis. We'll see what Avodah is. Right now, Avodah is going to be Karbonas. So you have Torah, you have Karbonas, you have Beis HaMikdash, and Avodah, what? You have Gemilas Chasadim, you have the three pillars. Lamaisa, how are you going to keep the world sustained? Well, Lamaisa, we're not going to have Shaloi, and we're not going to have Din, and there's going to be Sheker, and not Emes, and the world won't be able to continue. Meaning the world that what? The world that's down, the world we're living in, has to be Din, has to have Emes, has to have Shaloi. When we said in Mishnah what, in Mishnah Beis, that what, the beginning of the parak, that what, I'll tell you, I'll avoid the that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. Meaning that the world has to be created on these pillars. How does the world continue? Well, there has to be Shalom, there has to be Emes, there has to be Din. Without those things, the whole world would go, we'd be stuck in our houses. That didn't sound good. Right. But the mind said what, the world would go, would be chaotic. There would be what? It would be pandemonium. So that's a Beis Yosef's cap. Well, we have to what, explain how to explain for what, Bentley said, that what, the mind said, the Rabbi, Tanur, and also by us, the Rabbeinu Yehuda says that what? That the world was created through Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, and the world has continued to be Mekuyim through these other matters. Let's try to say a pshat and what that can be. Okay, so reminds us we're holding over here that what? That the Avastir Mishnah is the Mishnah on your chest, and the Mishnah on Mishnah base. One says, Al Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, that's the Mishnah on base. And the last Mishnah on the Parak says, what? Al Din, Al Emes, Al Shalom. So what, which one is it? So again, the Rav Bar Tanur says that the Olam is Nivra. And then the last mission will be how the Olam is Kaya. But then we said, it's a Mari the Keteret, and so does Rabbi Yehuda answer like that. But there's a Beis Yosef at the beginning of Choshen Mishpat. The Beis Yosef is learning up in the Torah that the Torah, very interesting, brings that last mission on the first parak of Avos. And the Torah says like this. The Torah says that Lamaisa, we're talking about Choshen Mishpat, which is about what? Din. So he brings the mission of what? Ask the Beis Yosef, what do you mean? I thought the permission in the beginning of the parak says what? Then I'll show you the Dvar Ma'olamai. So the Beis Yosef, last time I quoted it wrong, but the Beis Yosef says like this, that no, the first Mishnah is talking about what? Bizman Shabbos Mekdash Ayakaya. Which means that you had Torah, you had a void of Korbanis, and you have what? Gemilas Chasadim. The last Mishnah of what? Aladin, Alamez, Alashalom. That's the way the Kui Bizman, that there is no Beis Mekdash. First of all, a lot of very, very important you say this in this Beis Yosef. Number one, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, the Torah is on a different level. Because after the Beis HaMikdash, there's still a Torah. Why is it Din, Emes, and Shalom? What about Torah? What about Gemilas Chasadim? Isn't there Gemilas Chasadim also? So you see that what even Gemilas Chasadim is on the same level. You're going to have to talk about these Musagim. But what's most important is the Musag of Avodah. According to the Beis Yosef, the word Avodah in the Mishnah is Korbanis and nothing but Korbanis. That's going to be a very, very important pshat that we're going to have to do. So Beis Yosef says the Mishnah number one, the first Mishnah and what I'll tell you about Avodah Gemilas Chasadim is Van Beis Mikdash Ayakayim. And therefore Avodah is Beis HaMikdash of Karbonis. That's one Mishnah. The last Mishnah is going to be talking about what? Rachmana Litzlan and Zman that we're in, where Mitzvah Shem Lobiyah Ben Heir Ben Yameinu, but Lamaisa right now we're holding by what? By Din, Shalom, Ve'emes, and those are the things that are making the world about, not to self-destruct. And that's how he wants to answer the difference in the Mishnahis, because Lamaisa says the Beis Yosef, if the world can be Makuyim through Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, why can't you what? Why can't you continue the world with Torah Avodah? And that's what the Beis Yosef came up with. But I said that we would answer for Bentley. The answer was like this. What could it be that the Torah, that the world was created with these three, And these three are not the continuation in terms of what? In terms of how the world will be, continue to be Mekuyim. How do you give a teretz? So last time we were say teretz, but now we're coming to use it as a teretz for the kasha of Uvesius. And the teretz is the following. That L'chayra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, wanted a certain world to have a certain mahus. And the mahus of the world was what? It was a world of Torah. The world was based on what? Yistakel b'maaseh b'ri'alma. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that there should be tefillah, because he wanted there should be avodah of karbonis. He wanted there should be dvekos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where what? We give over of ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, you know what, of coming to his house in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what he wanted. And he also wanted Gmilas Chasadim. Those are three pillars. Now, Lamaisa, that's in what in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, that the world should be Mekuyim in that way. But now, Lamaisa, Tachlis, how do we deal with each other? How do we deal with each other? How does the world Mekuyim? How do you keep the world going? So that's a work in a different realm. That's in the realm of what? That's in the realm of, there has to be Emes and Din and Shalom between ourselves. That's the way that the only world can be. So that's how the world, that's how we want to answer now. So that's why there's a difference between the way that the world was created versus the way that the world is what is going to continue to roll. So that's how we're going to learn right now to answer up for the stira between the Mishnayos, that it's not a stira. Lamaisa, I would like to go to the Rabbeinu Yena, because the Rabbeinu Yena over here on this Mishnah on that base, Mishnah base, is going to say a very big chiddush when it comes to thinking about them. Because right now we're in the Mishnah that says Shimna Tzadik Hayo Mishiyori Knesag Dei, and who Hoya Oimer Al Shloisha Dvorim Ha'Olam Oimer Al Atira Al Avoda Al Gemilas Chasad. So first, let's start with Torah. How does the world aimed on Torah? So we said before, Estado Baraiso Bari Alma. About the world is the Torah is the pillar of the world. The world is the what's it called? The blueprint for the world. The world won't have any kingdom. The word oimed is a very interesting word. We're saying that the world is oimed on these three things. So many are dying that the world oimed means that whether it holds things up, that means that the pillar has to be stronger than the world. Now the world is huge. That means that Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, or what, are so huge that they're able to what? To push and hold up the world. Now, Oimid is something very interesting, because these things of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, it sounds like, well, these are the things that we do. So we're saying that the world is going to be Mekuyim based on the things that we do. Notice that it says the word Oimid. Oimid is not a word that we usually use when it comes to a human being. A human being is considered a Hoylich. We're always moving on, trying to move further, trying to get further in life, trying to make better for ourselves. Oimid over here is a lashon of what? A stagnant. That's usually the lashon of a malach. So some want to say a musar over here, that through Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, we can mamish hit such realms that we can elevate to such levels that we can become like malachim. And that's how we can live a life of what? Life of on this world, of through the musar of what? Of holding up the world. That we're on the level of malachim. The Tiferes Yisrael actually used the lashon of what is the difference between this mission and that mission? So he says that what? This is not the world. This is our world. This is not Oilam, either Oilam Moi. This is our world. How are you going to hold up your world? Through Torah, through Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So Avodah, Torah holds up the world. It's the God's blueprint. Let's go to Avodah, which is one of the big Kiddushim for tonight. I want to bring the Rabbeinu Yena. The Rabbeinu Yena says, Ratza Leimer, Shebishvil Dvarim Elu Nivra Oilam. Here again, the same Lashon, that the world was created for these things. Because later on in the parak it says, remember I said that there are different girsois. The Rabbeinu Yena has the girsa mission and test that the world is kayum. That's mamish what Bentley said. What does oimid mean? What does that mean? So he's saying that what? That man is going to do these three things. What are these three things? These are Amud Godol, Shebishvilom Yagia, L'chol Advarim Sh'amru Chachamim. So the Maisa over here, when is it, what's the Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Yena? When the Rabbeinu Yena goes to the Inyan of Avodah. What's the Inyan of Avodah? So the Rabbeinu Yena speaks out that Eretz Yisrael is the center point of the world. And he says that what the center point of that is the Beis HaMikdash. And the center point of that is what? Is the Mizbeach. And we're holding over here that the most important central part of the world is, says Rabbeinu Yena, is the Inyan of Korbanos. And he says like this, Hinei Lecha, so let's go right there. Bekitzer, we're in the middle of mentioning the Rabbeinu Yena. Rabbeinu Yena is a huge chiddush that the world was created, like it says over here, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, means the world was created for Korbanos. Avela Maisa, what are we going to say now? Our world has come crashing down. We have no Beis HaMikdash. As Bechateinu, Chorob Mikdash, Ubotla Avodah. And here it comes, and don't let the Wi-Fi fall this time. It says, "Vatfila elenu achshav bimkoyma." Our davening is in place. So Lamaisa, Avoida is instead of what? Tefillah is instead of the Avoida of Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. And it brings over here, this is the important part. The first part was that what? The Avoida of Beis HaMikdash and Tefillah. Just like we know, Tefillah is a connected Karbonis Tiknu. You could also use that Musaf. The Lamaisa, you see that what? Our davening every day is instead of Karbonis. Now Lamaisa, let me be machdim with this. For shogegs, for things that we did what by mistake, not amazed, not vicious and malicious against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Listen to the next words of the Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Rabbeinu Yehuda says, "V'zeu shoimer," that this is what David HaMelech says. Hashem sposai tita, she David HaMelech omer lepasuk ze al chatas basheva. He says that what? This is what David HaMelech said when he what? When he did the what he's calling the chayit. We have to know what that means. Amazing, and that ma'aseh was amazing. How is that going to be a korma? How is it going to be a tefillah keneged korbanos? And he says, "Ve'ein meivin korban al hazdoinis." We don't bring korbanos al hazdoinis. But ze omar he says, "David HaMelech, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should answer my tefillahs with the kabel at tefillah b'makom korban u'techaper li al chatosi." And David HaMelech says that what? That I should use this tefillah to mechap. I did something amazing. I thought amazing doesn't work. The Rabbeinu Yehuda is being mechadish to us. Gam anachnu she'en lanu korban, she'chaper lanu lo'izdoines ve'lo'ishkogois, Hashem s'fos like, says the Rabbeinu Yehuda, se'kabel tefilaseinu b'makam ha'korbanos. He says what? Even though that we don't have what? We don't have korbanos, and it's not going to be, we don't have an answer to not zdoines and not shkogois, what are we going to do? Zakto Rabbeinu Yehuda, Hashem s'fos like it. That means even if we do things against the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we do things b'mezid, tefillah can help. So now we said before that what that the Beis Yosef said that the reason that this Mishnah is here and the Mishnah at the end of the parak is different is because what this is the Mishnah that's okay to avoid this Beis HaMikdash. To Madgish at the point that what that means that this Torah and Torah is different because Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaMikdash. Obviously that avoid means what Karbonis. And we said that what Gemilas Chasadim also has to be different. Here we're saying for Rabbeinu Yehuda that what that no. The Mishnah does not have to mean this is my Beis HaMikdash. The Rabbeinu Yehuda is for sure arguing on the Rambam, on the Beis Yosef. Because the base of the Rabbeinu Yehuda holds that what? That avoid over here means that what? Avoid is Hatzfilah. And today we're saying Hatzfilah is even stronger the Karbonis that avoid is Hatzfilah can be Mechaper for Mezidim, which is a Pela Otsum, a Chiddush Otsum. So we have two things that we have to be Masmer over here in this Rabbeinu Yehuda. Number one, that Avoida is what? Avoida Shehid is the Musag of Avoida, number one. And it also has to be belayed, we'll have to discuss. And then there's a musag of what? Of the fact that Rabbeinu Yehuda says that one of my favorite Gemaras, the Gemara Sukkah and Daf Gimel says, from what? From the water to what? To bring it for the Nisach HaMa. And then what do they do? Then they davened, and then they did this korban, and then they davened, and then they did this korban, and that was the Avodah Sayyem. And then over there, the Gemara speaks out the Avodah Sayyem, and it keeps speaking about Tefillah. So you see that what the Zman of the Tefillah, the Zman based on Mikdash, very interesting. The Korbanos were first Shegig, but there was also Tefillah, which was amazing. So now today, where our Tefillahs take over for Korbanos, it's Beseder. It's not like we're being Machadish and Nuchidish, that what the Tefillah is Machaper for Mezidim. It was always Machaper for Mezidim. That's what it seems like. The Zman based on Mikdash was also Tefillah. So if Tefillah was for Mezidim, Tefillah is for what? Tefillah could be for Mezidim now also. And we're saying more of a Chiddush. We're saying that what that the Tefillah is Avodah. And what's the musag of Avoida? That you're oimed lefnei HaMelech. There's that lashon again. Oimed. We're oimed like malachim. We're dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bizman tefillah. We're standing like malachim. That there's no even further for us to go. We're mamash dovuk to the Shechina, dovuk to a korban. What's the musag of korban? Says the Ramban when the Talmud comes to the musag of korban. What do? We say that what we would really be able, we would really want to give over of ourselves, but we're not allowed to. So we take an animal, we say that this animal should go on be a korban, and instead of us being brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and burnt up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by tefillah. That's the union of oimid. There were oimid mamash. That's why tefillah, one of the ikar and yonah of tefillah is that you have to realize that you're oimid lefnei HaMelech. And that's why it's called what? Amida. That's why Shimon Esrei is called the Amida. And that's why what? This is called Oymid, and Avodah is considered the Indian of Oymid. So we're being Oymid Lefnei HaMelech, that's Chiddush Rabbeinu. And what's the Tefillah Shebaleiv? What's the Indian of Shebaleiv? Because a person has to have the right Kavanas. If a person has the wrong Kavanas, a person is not thinking the right things during that. So it could be passeling his Korban. Because the Maisa, it's a Musad of Korban. So it's Avodah Shehi Baleiv. There are two Musadim. It's the Indian of Avodah, which means it's like a Korban. Imam is becoming double Kedush Baruch. And it's also Baleiv, because the Maisa, your Kavanas have to be right. Have to be right. That's the Musad of what? So again, we have over here the Musad of Teirah, the Musad of Avodah. We discussed the Indian of them being pillars, of being Eimid. And now we just have the last part. We have the Musad of Gmilas Chasam. Over here, we're going to say over something that is very dear to me, because the one thing that I've touched on different chalakim of this many times. So let's try to see if we can put this together. Many ask, what's wrong with the word chesed? Why do we say ala teira, ala boida, val chesed? Okay, val chasadim, make it plural. What's gmilas chasadim? What is that? So first we have to look through the Torah through different musagim of what gmilas chasadim is. It says by Avram Avinu, that was the Yitzchak, it says that they made a suda b'yoyim hi gomel. Yom he gomel is Yitzchak. That means that was the lashon of the what? And he weaned off of his mother. He's missing from his mother, and Yitzchak became what? Became 3 years old and became a big boy. They made a ganza suit. Interesting. They made a suit, but that needs a pshat in itself. But what's the lashon of gemilas chasad? So usually you have people that are balei chesed. You have a person who has the ability to give, and then you have people that are not so zich. Let's even call it like this. When it comes to the aleph base, this aleph gomel. Dalit is Dalit. Goymel Dalim is the musaf that the Torah usually uses, and you have it. Well, you have it by Hakafas also by what? By Simchas Torah. Goymel Dalim, the famous what? The famous Hakafa. It's Hakafa Shishi. The Lamaisa, that's the musaf of what? Of the famous Hakafa. That's what? That's musugo for Parnasa. That you should be a Goymel Dalim. What is this musugo of Gemilas Chasadim of being Goymel Dalim? What's wrong with just saying Chesed? What's wrong with just saying Stuck? Let's look at the letter Gimel for a second. Of the Chav Beis Osius of the Torah, every single letter has what's called a milui. That means it has a what? An expression of being what? Full. How do you express the letter Aleph? Well, Aleph is not just one letter, because it could be Aleph, Lamed, and Hey. That's how you spell Aleph. Beis is Beis, Yud, Tav. That's three letters. Gimel. Gimel is the only letter that's actually Gimel, Yud, Mem, Lamed. It's the only letter that has full. Because the letter Gimel also has the musaf called Gaiva. Gaiva is a tough thing, especially for what? Especially if you're a person who has the ability to be able to give to other people. If you're somebody who's wealthy and somebody who has a lot to give, you can give in a way that's haughty. And that's why we call it Gimel Dalim. Listen to this fancy pshat. Gimel Yud Mem Lam. But if you take away the letter Dalim, you take away 4 from the word Gimel, you take away 4, you'll end up with the word gomel, gimel vav mem lam, meaning gimel yud mem lamet. Take away 4 becomes, from the yud becomes a vav. So now we're saying like this: if a person would want to take away his gaiva, and a person would like to what? Would like to give in a nice way. A person doesn't have to be a what? Doesn't have to be a baga. A person can have gemilas chasad, meaning like this. The Gemara says, why is the gimel looking at the dalet and the dalet is looking away? Because the gimel is giving, and the dalet's feeling bad, the dalet looks away. But if you're goymel dalet, what does goymel mean? That you wean off the fact that what? When you give it to the person, you don't make it like what? That it's coming from me to you. You can make it in a what? In a much higher form. You could be goymel a person. What's a goymel? Goymel is also a lashon of what? Of something that belongs to you. And it's your schus. So a person can give something to their friend and say, you know what, this is coming to you. You know, because you've always helped me. You've always been there for me. I'm looking to try to help you. I'd like to help you. You know why? Because you're always there for me. So I'm there for you now. That's the musag of what I'm being gimel dalet. When you take away the what? The dalet from the what? From the word gimel. Gimel, yud, mem, lamed. If you take away 4, which is the letter dalet, if you take away 4, you'll have gimel. And that's the musag of what I'm being gimel chasodim. To give over to other people in a way that's what? That doesn't make them feel like. The word chesed, this is interesting. In Arabic And it's also, we have from this week's parasha, the chassida, with the birds are amongst her, but she didn't do chesed with the other birds, and therefore she becomes a tree for bird. You know why? Because the word chesed, you know what chesed means in what? In Aramaic? In what? Of feeling bad. Because people are giving you. So you feel bad. So chesed is a bad word. We're saying that no, goymel chesed, that it shouldn't be in any way that it feels like the person's taking. It should be a way that what? I need to give to you because I owe you. Because goymel could be a lashon of what? Of a gemul. That means that what? The Ramban wrote a sefer called gemul. That's the shower of your reward. Gemul means reward. Meaning this is coming to you, my dear friend. I would do anything. All the years you've been there for me, I'm going to be there for you. That's called being goymel to the down. To the person, make him feel like not like he's taking. The Dalit's looking the other way. Look at how the Gimel is this way. And the Dalit looks away. He's like, I don't want to look at the Gimel. I can't look at him. Aval Amais, if you think about it, the what? That's the Musig of. It says the what? It says the Musig of what? Of the two sons of Yasek. And it says, V'yidgu l'roi v'kerev ha'aretz. We bench our kids every what? Every little Shabbos. And we say the what? V'yidgu l'roi v'kerev ha'aretz. That's how we want. We put the kids to sleep, and that's how we bench our kids. And Lamaisa, that's the opinion of what of Dogim, because that's the Gimel Dalit. That the Gimel is looking at the Dalit, and the Dalit's running away. No, we make it that the Dalit should be able to look at the Gimel. That's what we're like Dogim. That's what we look at each other, and we're able to be Gimel Dalit. That's the what of Chesed. So over here tonight, we're discussing the Musa Gavod of Omud, of these three things that what that the Olam is Oymed. That the Olam is Oymed for what? For Torah, for Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And Lamaisa, it has to be in this way that what they were giving over chesed. You know why? Because I'll tell you a very interesting ha'ara. In Numbers, you won't believe what I'm about to tell. And I'll even say it like this. A very difficult position just recently. And Lamaisa, just Erev Yontif, somebody by the name of Rechnitz, maybe you've heard of him before, gave $3 million to the yeshiva and was able to pay everybody till Yontif. He was able to take them out of debt. Now Lamaisa, you have to ask yourself. There are names like Rechnitz, and since it was just in the news, I'll use his name. I don't want to be mavaz any other names, but there are some other names in Klal Yisrael that are known names that give money, let's say, to the Mir Yeshiva. We'll use that as the example. So let's say there are five families, five to ten maximum, but five mamish families that are known to be factors of the Mir. How much do they give to the Mir? They give over 90% of what the Mir gets. Over 90%. So what does Amir have left of a budget that's $45 million? Five families are able to flip 90% of a $45 million budget. He couldn't make it a sixth family or make five families be able to flip 100%. What's pshat? What's this musig of chesed? What's this musig of tzedakah? It's not something that won. It's not something that, because the Mir Yeshiva needs it. You know who needs tzedakah? You know who needs chesed? The goymel! The guy who's giving it. The guy who's giving it, he's the one that needs it. Torah is a necessity for the world. It's the blueprint. Avodah tefillah is a one. We even able to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu and even take away what averus that we did amazing. Goymel chasadim is also a pillar. Not that the Mir Yeshiva needs our money. Not that the poor people that are knocking on our doors need our money. We need to give to them. That's the musik of goymel. That's a musik of goyim al-chasad. And how do we have to give it? The chiddush that we're saying tonight is that it shouldn't be the lashon of gimel yud mem lam. You're zeiche. This is your reward. This is what's coming to you. Ubefrat, if lamaisa, we're living in a world and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, so this is what he wants. He wants that what? That we should be a world that's in unison working together. And if we're working together, so some people have it and some people don't. So the musik is that we have to give. And it's a pillar of what the world stands on. And this is how we become. We were saying earlier that the Lashon of Eimei is a Lashon of what? Of a Malach. If a person is Zeichet to Torah, to Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, he can be. Stay tuned. Mirtz Hashem, we'll see things. But Mirtz Hashem, we're going to continue with some Zooming. I hope that the internet won't fall on us.